Hello?
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction and with the direction in which the country is headed in?
That's a difficult question to answer.
Well, I mean, how do you, your opinion, how do you feel the country is headed? Very, very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied? What's your opinion?
Well, I don't know. Okay, I'm in between because somewhat I am satisfied.
Okay.
If there's any like interruption right now with the other, I don't know.
Okay. So, no, but this is what we want to hear. You know, your opinion is what matters to us, and it's confidential. So you know, it's just how you feel. You know, it's nothing better than hearing what a real person.
To be honest, I'm satisfied right now. But
okay.
We need betterment, more. We need to see more positive things going on. But so far, when I view the situation, we are heading into that direction.
Okay. So you said somewhat satisfied, you feel, right now?
Somewhat satisfied, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. First issue, criminal justice reform. From 0 to 10, how do you feel?
I would say a 9.
Okay. Abortion rights.
Abortion rights, I think about 4.
Okay, thank you. Voting rights, how do you feel?
Oh, 10.
Okay, thank you. Climate change?
About 10, climate change. 9.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Healthcare.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Oh, 10.
Democracy.
10.
Immigration.
I would say a 7.
Okay, thank you. Reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom?
Yes.
Would you fall under abortion or what? What is reproductive? What does that mean?
Yes, ma'am. Again, it's your opinion. I cannot, you know, because I don't want to influence or give you the wrong answer.
All right.
But what do you feel when I say reproductive freedom?
A 10. Everybody have a choice, yes.
Okay. Okay. Crime and violence.
Oh, 10.
Thank you. Kindergarten through 12 education.
Kindergarten to 12.
grade, yes, education.
12th grade. Mm-hmm. And just stop at that.
Right, just from kindergarten to 12th grade, education.
I would say 12th grade, 9.
Okay, thank you. Student loan debts.
10.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now, next question. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
Black. Africa.
Okay.
Black.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. See here, what is the year you were born?
53.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Wow. I would say 6.
Okay. All right. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you the most.
3.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, you said a 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. First topic, the Republican Party. How would you feel from 0 to 10?
Mm-mm. 0 to 10.
Yes.
And you said 0 is what again?
0 means, yeah, you feel very cold and unfavorable.
And I would say 0.
Okay. Donald Trump, how would you feel?
How I feel about him?
Yes, ma'am. Your feelings towards...
Well, to be honest, and I'm going to be very, very practical and honest, I don't think he is a good fit for the presidency.
Okay.
And the Do I have to tell the reason?
No reason. Just your feeling, just your rate from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you said a 0?
Yes.
Okay. The Democratic Party, how do you feel from 0 to 10?
Listen, no. I would say an 8.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
What about him? How I feel about him?
Yes.
I didn't even remember. I don't even hear anything about him, really.
Okay. So, see here. Kamala Harris, how do you feel?
Who?
Kamala Harris?
Eight.
Okay. Joe Biden.
He's no longer there anyway. 9.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
What West can I?
Jill Stein, Cornel West, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, or Kamala Harris?
Certainly Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote, and I voted for Democrats.
Donald Trump, Joe Biden?
Oh, Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Stayed the same, better, or much better?
Past 4 years. Lord have mercy. I would say my life has... I'm about the same.
Okay. No change?
Yeah, I see changes, yes.
Okay.
So I would say, would that, you have worse, better, and...
Okay, I have much worse, no change, better, and much better.
Just no change.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
I would say 50-50.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you feel that each person or event prevented the Congress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented Congress A, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event did not prevent Congress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Republicans in the U.S. Congress, from 0 to 10, how do you feel?
0 to 10. I would say 5.
Okay. Joe Biden, President Biden.
Nine.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Two.
Okay. White supremacist.
Oh. White supremacist. I don't know. So I would say, you said 5, you're not sure.
Right, correct.
5.
Okay. Supreme Court.
Six.
Okay. Governor Kemp.
Jeez. Three.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Republican in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I would say 5 because I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed Congress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you feel that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First statement, the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefit, saving 21.8 million monthly. 0 to 10 and 5, not sure. How
would I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's 5 to 10. I would say 5.
Okay. We've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can efficiently confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. From 0 to 10.
I would say 10.
Okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independent Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested, and more actions is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers from 0 to 10. Thank you. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for state to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage from 0 to 10.
You said, zero is not sure. Oh, God. Five is not.
Five is not sure. Zero would not motivate you to vote at all. And 10, you would strongly motivate to vote.
I would say zero.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thank you for the responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Yeah. I would say 9.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community, from 0 to 10.
3.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long ways off, and sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's a hard question to answer. It's the same. It's in between. I would say same.
Okay. No change?
Yeah, it has changed, but
like better, much better, much worse, worse, or no change. Those are the
options. Yeah, no. Because they should have another answer there. Because cost of living has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of living has gone up, and it's somewhat a struggle to pay your bill, especially of the little that you're getting for Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So, despite the fact I can do it, I really have to struggle to do it. So,
okay.
It's not a better or get worse or whatever, because I still can do it, but, so I don't know what to put.
So you said no change?
No change then.
Okay, because, it's, the answers that they give out, they're kind of closer to how you feel, but do you want to keep it no change and continue?
Put no change.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I am straight.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married,
divorced, or married? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm unemployed right now because I'm retired.
Okay. Okay. Well, so unemployed, retired, or just unemployed?
Unemployed, retired.
Okay. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$30,000.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.